Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Mester Scrum Show. I hope I didn't scare you. Something kind of weird is going on here in the Mester household. This is what I get when I don't do the show really early in the morning. I get this. And the podcast people can't see what's going on here. But my daughter is helping with the face painting thing tomorrow at the local park. And she needs someone to practice with. So basically, I am a unicorn. So she did a nice job. First time ever face painting. Take my glasses off. What you got on the side there? I don't know. Little hearts or something. Crazy stuff going on. I got some shiny spots on my head. I don't know. My face. Doo-doo. So I am now the practicing thing for her face painting. So I'm looking like a unicorn right now. So today I wanted to talk about, let's see what you got, one of these robotics. I got underwater robotics. Can you see? There you can see me. So this is one of the team's robotics that was out there. Which one is this? Magic Group. Hey, check this out. We got propellers. They built this all themselves, the crews. Got six teams. They all did stuff, so I'm going to talk about a little bit of that because that's kind of fun. And Bubbles over here acting all kinds of weird because she ate. And we're going to talk about the robotics, sprint review, de-scoping, getting stuff done, right? So I'm going to talk about that a little bit today, a little fun thing. I got the face paint. I figured that's fun. Oh, I didn't do the fortune cookie. Oh, well, we'll do the fortune cookie maybe on the chat GPT. I got to record that tonight. So it's 5 a.m. Mester Scrum Show, late afternoon edition. I'm Greg Mester, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. So you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours to get the value and have a little fun along the way. And I'm not having any fun right now. I am an experiment here for my daughter. I'm going to show the European Union job. Oh, I did that already. So let's do Philly. Yeah, let's do certifications. I'm going to do certifications. So I'm sharing certifications for this week because I know people like to take certs on the weekend. So you can kind of see which ones are going there. Combine went down a little bit on Tuesday, but it's still pretty high. So anyway, so I want to wish everyone a great Friday here. And talking about this competition here a little bit. What did we do? So today was the competition. The kids actually won an award. I was actually shocked to death, to be honest with you, because I kept telling them, you guys aren't going to win, but you're going to compete. But you're not going to, don't think you're going to win because you only did one out of like three things you got to do to compete. So if you don't do the other two, you just kind of like you can't win the way to win. But they did. They won an award from the Philadelphia Society of Military. Women in the military career or profession, or working in the military, something like that. I have to look. I don't have the thing. I'll have to share with you. But they won it. It's not bad. They got it because they tried, right? They went out there. They've never done this before. They're all new to this activity, and they did it. And I was explaining to one of the teams I'm working with now. I mean, think about it. They, in about less than 2.5 months, learned how to drill with the power drill, the tubes, cut the tubes, wire it up, follow instructions, put flotations on, practice in the water, put engines on it. They soldered controllers, which I don't have one here. I could probably bring one, but they did the controller, did soldering on it, learned all that stuff. I kind of showed them away, but I didn't do it for them. Parents didn't do it for them. They did it on their own. God forbid, right? So, and then they won an award. So that's pretty cool. Mostly because they tried, right? They went out and did it. And so many teams are afraid. I mean, part of my coaching today, and I had parents ask me, what time's this and that? Like, I got to get these kids in the water. They were like scared to do it. I'm like, just do it. Just have fun. Go out there. They went out fun and ended up winning an award because they were like first time ever doing it. And, you know, they tried where other teams wouldn't. Right. So they got acknowledged for that. So that's pretty cool. So to make the conversation more about, it's probably freaking everyone out. what's he got on his face? With the, it's making me laugh, by the way. I'm sorry, I'm laughing a little bit because it just, every time I see myself in the camera, it's like, oh God, what a goofball. Sprint review. So the competition was their sprint review. They had a deadline. They had to meet it. And the way they were going to see how well they did in competition, right? And some things they couldn't do. And part of the things I was doing at the end there, we had to work a couple extra days to make up for time lost because we started so late. I mean, most teams are starting in September. We didn't start until mid-January to really do anything. I had to order stuff. I didn't know who was going to be on the team. Logistics was crazy. But the idea was that they would demonstrate what they did. Leading up to that point, it was a real interesting thing. I was trying to minimize scope because they only had so much time. They had to do like a detailed book, documentation. We love documentation as, right? Documentation. They had to do a presentation and had to deliver a vehicle. Well, they were so far behind, I kept starting to eliminate scope. I say, well, we still got this date limit. Let's just build vehicles, right? Let's get the vehicles going. So the idea was that we would get a vehicle. They were like, oh, let's do all this. Like, look, just concentrate on getting a vehicle done. So the past 2 days before the competition, they still didn't have a complete vehicle finished. And what I was trying to do is even de-scope more. I was trying to focus on, and here's your getting stuff done, right? And I put that in the title, getting stuff done. Where somebody, I'm not going to say who, someone said, well, if you get your vehicle done, I said, you're not going to get your vehicle done in 2 days. You got to remember, I'm talking about middle schoolers, so they're running around like a nut, right? And get it done in 2 days. It's not going to happen. And what I was trying to focus on was just getting a couple vehicles actually, quote, done. That was my goal in the last day or two when we're doing it, was to try it out. I just needed two. And these are the two vehicles that I showed at the beginning of the show of RC purchase that they had made and actually competed. They built everything. I didn't build anything. They didn't use any old controllers. They used the ones they did. So it was really focusing on them. Now where the direct distraction came from and caused a little mayhem in there. And maybe we'll talk about that on another show. I'll do another show. Talk about what happens at the end of the sprint when everyone tries to rush it. So I'll make that a different topic on a different day because it is a very valuable topic to have. Let's just say there was a little bit of a fire because these are powered up things that have power. But what I tried to do is just focus on, hey, we're not going to get all six. We had six teams, all six teams vehicles done. It's just not going to happen. I don't have enough time to help you troubleshoot, figure out what's working, what's not working, inspect everyone. Just the ones that got closer and closer to there are the ones I spent a little more time on because I wanted to make sure they had everything and if they needed something, they get it done. So that's kind of what we do in a sprint. You may have a lot of things on the plate when you go, but you want to get at least something out. So let's think of it this way. People always talk about it. Let's say in a sprint, you had six things in the backlog, right? And you spread your time over all six times and got none of the six things done. None of them. So let's say we got none of these robots that I got here. None of these actually done. So we got the actually two working robots. I mean, actually can demo. This is working software, right? And then it's stuck there. I'm not pulling that one out because it's kind of stuck. It's right next to me. It's wedged next to me though. But we had six things. Got down to actually having two done because two got to go in the competition. We did one in one type of the obstacle course and the other one in the other one. So if we did none of them and just kept working on all six and delivered none at sprint planning at the end of the sprint, which was the competition today, they would have got nothing. They wouldn't have been in the competition. They wouldn't have got no prize, no nothing. So by focusing on the ones we said, which ones can we get done? Which we did, we got them done. They had to do a couple little tweaks and learn a couple of things along the way, inspections, but they got it through. And that's what happens in a sprint. It's exactly what happens in a sprint. You're not going to get everything done in your backlog, but you want to get some stuff done that you can hand off to the customer to bring value. And they won $250, man. So they actually got money for the stuff they did. So it's amazing. So that's the idea behind sprint review, getting stuff done, reducing the scope so that you can actually deliver to the customer. You have to start de-scoping. Sometimes you're not going to get everything done, but you better not get nothing done, right? You better get something done so the customer has something to demonstrate and use and sell. And that's what we did. And I was proud of them. They did a really good job. I may have yelled at them a few times and got a little frustrated with them a few times. But in the end, they did an awesome job. And I just want to congratulate them and show off their vehicles. Now, on another episode, maybe Monday, I'll do a follow-up episode of all the things that go wrong when you try to rush things in the last week or last couple of hours or whatever before the end of the sprint. So I'll do that on Monday. But I just want to say it worked out great. It was awesome. Having a little fun with kids, being able to get home, become a practice unicorn, basically, apparently, with them. And that's what we do in this mission. So give me a little example, a little fun. Got the review. This is now, remember, this is junior high kids. This is middle school. So if I can get middle school kids to operate in a very agile-like fashion to deliver that, I should be able to get adults to do this, right? Because they won. They won a prize. They never done this before. They went from nothing to knowing nothing to delivering vehicles, soldering, cutting metal, drilling holes, doing all that kind of stuff, wiring things up, doing things they never done life in their lifetime, probably never thought they would ever do it, and doing it on their own. That is what you do in Scrum, and that's what Azure coaches are really supposed to be doing. You're not supposed to do. You're not their mom and dad, you know. They're probably so used to their mom and dad telling them everything to do. I'm like, read the book. So they had to learn on their own a lot. And I just helped them when they got stuck or things kind of went a little bit too far, universe crazy. And they go, well, let me bring it back here and make sure they didn't get hurt. They didn't print themselves a few times. Only a couple fires. Not too bad. Anyway, we'll talk about those fires and all that stuff on Monday. With that, I want to say have a great weekend. I'm debating whether I'm putting the stuff out tonight. I might. It's kind of late, but definitely ChatGPT is going out. Definitely meetup stuff's going to go out. And want to thank everyone, and I wish you all the best this weekend. Happy scrumming. Go out, play some games. We got so many more uses we're going to use with these vehicles. Now, even though all six teams didn't do it, we're not going to let them get away with not doing it. We're going to have all six teams do a competition inside the school. So that'd be cool. Maybe we'll use that $250 to get them little trophies, little prizes for to have some bragging rights in their school. So that's the goal. I want to wish you all the best. Have a great day. Have a little fun. Enjoy life. It's, sometimes you're so tired. Like, whatever you want to do, and let your kids just paint your face. So with that, I say have a great day. And again, see you later this weekend. Bye. See ya.